you in the home 6010.
What up, friends? Thank you for sticking around and hanging out with Mike and I as we do CSS DFS here in the Fantasy Focus football feed. Today's show is presented by Geico. Switch to Geico, see all the ways that you could save. And like I said, it is me and Mike Clay and our buddy Al Zeidenfeld, who's going to be joining us every single week. This week, every Thursday. Al, how you doing, bud? It's good to see you over there in LA.
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm pumped.
I'm great. It's season four of the CSS DFS podcast. It's been awesome. It's been a lot of fun. You know, we've kind of kept a very similar structure since day one, and people seem to be out there winning and enjoy it. So we're back for more, and we're gonna hopefully have our best season here in 2022.
Heck yeah. So many things to break down. Al's going to break down a bunch of tournament lineups and the way that you want to play if you want to play tournament games. Mike is going to break down cash lineups if you want to play cash lineups, head-to-heads or double-ups from that standpoint. And if you want to do that, and you want to do it for free, we have a free league for DraftKings here with Fantasy Focus Football that you can join. You can play against Mike and I every single week. Mike and I will tweet out the link this year. I'm actually going to tweet out the link to the league.
Are you?
You're going to actually do that?
I thought I just did that.
Mike Clay NFL and at Daniel Dopp, we're going to send out a link. And Mike, this league is always a ton of fun. Mind you, it's free, but there's a lot of people in it, and there's sort of a lot riding on the line here in week one.
Yeah, and people might be thinking, okay, it's free, so there's no prizes. Oh, yes, there are prizes. Oh, that's what's interesting. Now, we don't advertise that part, right? That's a special for listeners to
and
the show.
Viewers of the show.
Right, so when we have to put the link somewhere, right? Like, we're not going to read off a link like draftings.com, X, dollar sign. Like, we're not going to, you know,
that would be
3278, right? So we have to put the link out on social, which we'll do so you could find it. But what we're not going to tell people is that there is a prize. It's usually a few $100 every week. However, we have a week one special, Daniel.
Yeah, usually it's $200. Yeah. What, it must be like $400 this week?
I thought it might be a little more than that. How about more than double that number? How about
$1,000?
$1,000 in week one in a free league. We'll compete for it. We'll see what we can do. But you could beat us. Again,
wow.
$0. Use the link. We'll put it on social. Click the link. Set your team. We'll give you some advice over the next 40 minutes or whatever on some players we like. Maybe you could fade us. Maybe you'll use our guys. Who knows?
But yeah.
There's $1,000 in that pot, and you do not have to pay a dime to join. So we're going to do that all season long. I don't know what the prize will be every week. It varies. But out of the gate here, we're coming out strong. So thanks to our friends at DraftKings, and this is going to be a lot of fun.
Shout out to them at DK. Al, if you take $0 and you join something, and then you leave that thing with more money, that was a good decision, right? Yeah, okay.
That would be what we call positive expected value.
That's
okay. And Al has won like the Millie Maker on DraftKings, so I think he would know, right? I trust his judgment on this one, you know.
Al, after you've won the Millie Maker, do you still play in free contests, or do you not do that?
You're not allowed.
No, I'm not really into the free contests anymore, but it is a great way to play. Also, I took note because now at least I know that Mike's Wi-Fi password is probably $327A.
That's it. You're right.
Well, I didn't think anybody would catch that. He's a smart guy.
All right.
He's a smart cat.
Let's dive into some quarterbacks here because this is where it starts to get fun. If you've never played DFS, this is going to be a ton of fun. Like I said, Mike is going to break down a bunch of cash game lineups, guys that we love their values for. Their price points are really good. Al's going to talk about guys that we think are going to have really high ceilings that could potentially break the slate to be able to help you bring home huge amounts of money. And I hate to say this, Mike, but in week one, Jalen Hurts feels like a really good play against my Detroit Lions.
He does. And in, you know, just redraft season-long rankings, he's my number one this week. I have him over Allen Mahomes. He's a great matchup here against your Detroit Lions. So, look, he's 6,800. He's the number six price quarterback this week. I just think, obviously, that is too low. I mean, this is a guy who does not need to be spectacular as a passer to be a great fantasy quarterback. We saw that last year. Number one in carries, rushing yards, rushing touchdowns. The seventh best quarterback on a per game basis. And he had nine games, speaking of upside, nine games with 20 plus points last season. The Lions, of course, struggled a lot against quarterbacks last season, 35 touchdowns allowed to that position. And to be quite honest, I know, look, if you watch Hard Knocks, you're probably like, I'm feeling good about this team and it's exciting. But remember, all 32 teams are going through that right now. They're hyped up. They're healthy. They're feeling good about their young players and their new guys. And honestly, a lot of them are probably more excited for their defense because Detroit still has some issues or at least a lot of things to prove, especially in that secondary.
Yep.
I think this is an opportunity for Hurts and company to take advantage with his new weapon, A.J. Brown. He set up nicely for a big game here. And the Eagles had a They took it to the Lions last year.
They really did,
and it's a lot of similar players on both offenses, frankly. So, liking Hurts, I think he's a terrific value play and should be highly utilized in cash games.
AJ Brown, Devonta Smith, Dallas Goedert, love being able to see all of
elite
them.
Elite O-line.
Yep, a really good O-line. And he led all quarterbacks in goal-to-go rushes last year. He is used as the goal line back over the actual running backs on that team, it feels like. So
yeah, it worries you from a season-long perspective, him running into nose tackles every game, but on a week-to-week basis, DFS. If he's out there, you know, that week, you're starting him and you feel good.
That's right. Al, another guy that you really like this week, and it's hard to be able to argue with this, Justin Herbert taking on the Las Vegas Raiders in a game in which we're hoping to see somewhere between 60 and 80 points scored this week. What is it that you love about Justin Herbert other than the obvious here?
I mean, maybe it's just my Los Angeles bias, but like, he's pretty good, right? Like, what do you have, like 9 300-yard games last year? Plus, like, you get that 3-point bonus on DraftKings. And we know where the ball is going when it comes out of Herbert's hands. It's like 4 possible guys that are going to catch the ball. And I'm including Palmer in that to use with your double stacks, because I advocate for double stacking wide receivers with a quarterback in tournaments. So he's had a rush touchdown or 275 plus passing yards in 7 of his final 8 games last year. And in games where the Chargers won, and they are favored in this game at home, he averaged 71.4 more points per pass, fantasy points per pass, than he did in losses. So 0.6 fantasy points per pass. We're expecting to pass it, what, 40, 45 times this game? This could be another monster game for Justin Herbert, just like he posts every single week. The ceiling is always there for a quarterback like him.
And Al, because it's week one here, I want you to do me a favor. You talked about being able to double stack, and that's a thing that you like to be able to do from a tournament perspective. If you don't play daily fantasy football, the idea of a skinny stack or a double stack may be a new thing to you. Can quickly explain what that means within the DFS world.
So when you're playing tournaments and there's a lot of money up top, if I'm playing a head-to-head game, stacking is not important. In fact, it's discouraged unless everybody's a value. But in tournaments, I'm looking to do something that my opponents aren't willing to do. And I want to take 2 of the pass catchers that go along with the quarterback that I'm using to try and capitalize on everything when they hit a ceiling game. In a tournament, to win it, you have to have your quarterback have 25, 30 plus DraftKings points. And if they have that sort of game, it probably means they threw for 2, 3, 4 touchdowns, 300 plus yards. All of those yards get soaked up by the pass catchers that go along with him. So in full PPR with bonuses, you might have 3 touchdowns for those pass catchers, one of them with a 100-yard bonus, if not 2, and probably 18 plus catches from those 2 guys. So you want to soak up as much of the big game from your quarterback when he ceilings, and that means playing 2 of his pass catchers along with him in large field tournaments.
There are few quarterbacks better than Justin Herbert to be able to do a double stack with, Al, because of the elite wide receivers that he has, as well as having an elite running back in Austin Eckler that you could potentially put in. Normally you don't do a double stack with a running back, but Austin Eckler sort of breaks that mold from that perspective. So really love that there. I'm going to talk about a couple other quarterbacks. Daniel Jones, only $5,000. If you just want to go cheap because you want to be able to build elsewhere within your lineup, Daniel Jones at $5,000 taking on the Tennessee Titans.
He's the cheapest quarterback on the slate other than, I believe, Jacoby Brissett, who wasn't initially going to be the starter. So, or is it Joe Flacco? I think Joe Flacco
Joe
might be the
Flacco
one.
Joe Flacco too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, so,
that's
but
it doesn't count.
Joe, when we talked about this during the marathon, remember we talked about Daniel Jones? He was the cheapest on the slate at that point among projected starters. But anyway, that shows you just how low he is.
Absolutely. We're expecting to see more. It's a little bit of a dart throw for sure. I mean, the reason why he's low is because we're not sure about Daniel Jones, but if you want to do a cheap skinny stack with him and Wandale Robinson at $3,000, you're talking $8,000 for a stack combined right
or
there.
Or Tony. Well, we're going to talk about
Kadarius Tony. All right. Calm down, Mike. All right. Let's talk about some running backs next. Mike, seeing as how you can't help yourself, you've got Najee Harris and Elijah Mitchell on here. And the one that really, they're both great values, but Najee Harris really catches my eye. Only $6,400 against Cincy. And this is where the week one pricing really plays out.
Yeah, first of all, well done on pronouncing his name. He gets very irritated if you say Najee, which is for, you hear a lot.
Najee.
It's an E. Yeah, say it how it's spelled. So well done there. Yeah, look, Harris is a guy. Again, let's play this game. Where are you ranking him this week?
Inside
your top 8 7? Or 6 or something like that. Well, he's RB12 in pricing too at low. DraftKings, which is too low, even against a pretty good Bengals defense. tons of volume. We know that this is a guy that got the rock so much last season. Top two in carry, snaps, touches, routes, targets, and receptions among backs last year. That should not change, right? Jaylen Warren is the number two. It should be the Harris show again this season. Had 8 games with 20-plus carries last season. That was most in the NFL. That just speaks to the volume he will see. And they're playing the Bengals. He had a 28-point game against them last season, right? So we've already seen be productive against a very similar defense. So feeling good about Harrison. I did want to mention one other here, kind of a week one special. Elijah Mitchell at 5,400. Again, where are you ranking him, right? 20th, 18th, 16th, something like that?
He's at least a low-end RB2.
Right, 27th in pricing this week, right? For the lead back in a game, though, Niners are favored. They should be able to run the ball against the Chicago Bears this week. Again, another guy that saw a ton of rushing volume last season, 17-plus carries in 11 of his 14 games. He was a top 20 fantasy back in a 7 of 11 games. So it just shows you his floor from a fantasy perspective. San Francisco loves to run the football. They've done that a ton during the Shanahan era, and the Bears really struggled last year against running backs. 7th most rushing yards allowed. Again, that defense is worse now on paper, right? Then there's no more Khalil Mack. That team does not look good on paper. Major concerns. It sets up well for the Niners to score a lot of points and to be able to run the football. Mitchell should be the guy. And by the way, little beat up, right? Keep an eye on his status leading into the game, but it seems like he should be good to go as the lead back for the Niners.
All right. Al, on the other side of that Najee Harris game, you've got Joe Mixon at $7,100. Again, we expect there to be a lot of points scored here. What do you like about Joe Mixon in week one?
I mean, he checks all 5 of the boxes that I like to look for, right? Like every single one. Playing at home, he's favored, expects to get 20-plus touches, is involved in the passing game, and gets the lion's share of the inside the 5 carries on his team. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all 5 boxes checked off for Joe Mixon. He's only 7,100, which is like between 1,100 and 1,700 less than the 4 highest-priced running backs in the slate. He posted, you know, a slate-breaking 35.3 points against Pittsburgh in week 12 last year, wow. Racked up 255 yards against him in the 2 games last year with 165 of them and 2 touchdowns coming in that second game. So with the improved offensive line that they have built over the offseason in Cincinnati, I'm pretty bullish on this offense as a whole, but I think that people are going to go for the very shiny toys of, you know, Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and possibly Hayden Hurst at tight end, which leaves Joe Mixon underplayed in tournaments in a smash spot for a running back.
Little bit of a contrary, not a full on contrarian play, but I think to your point, everyone else is going to be everywhere else on this team, though. You're playing Joe Burrow because he's a good value. You're paying both of the wide receivers because they're fantastic from that standpoint. Hayden Hurst is so cheap. Is this as much of a fade, Al, or do you think there's still going to be a lot of people on Joe Mixon in tournaments this week?
I think that it's going to be in the middle, kind of, because as Mike detailed and you're about to detail, there's a lot of running backs that are priced way higher than Joe Mixon, a lot that are priced lower. And because of the value that is just out there on every week one slate on DraftKings for the last 10 years, paying in the mid-range for a running back is just by nature, it's just not the normal build that people are going to go for. It's going to be very stars and scrubsy this week. So it's not hard to get up to a Jonathan Taylor or a Christian McCaffrey. It's very easy to pay down for some of the cheaper running backs, and there's plenty of cheap wide receivers. So finding that mid-range guy, it just falls in a place where people are going to have like 1,000 left or more, and they're just going to pay up for a different running back. So it's not going to be a sub 5% play, but like 10 to 15% is good enough in that spot.
Yeah. And you mentioned it. There are a ton of running backs left on this slate. A bunch of really big names too. Jonathan Taylor, $9,100. Although I have a problem, Mike, real quickly with the abbreviation HST. Is that how you...
You're going to be that guy? Houston? This is probably the thing I get on social the most, like, is abbreviation complaints.
I was trying to figure out what team this is.
Well, then I point you to the NFL rulebook, which has the official NFL abbreviations.
Yeah.
And it is HST. These are the official NFL abbreviations, which I use.
Yeah. No, for that reason. You use them.
You know what HOU is? HOU would be the...
Houston Texans.
The Houston Oilers.
Oh.
Wow. HST would be the Houston Texans.
They should just... They're the same team.
Well... Talk to the NFL, man. Write Roger Goodell a letter. Write your congressman. Yeah.
All right. We got Jonathan Taylor, $9,100. Alvin Kamara, $7,600, taking on Atlanta. Think he's a really good value. Christian McCaffrey. Anytime Christian McCaffrey is less than $10,000, I think Christian McCaffrey is a good value.
Yep.
We love him there this week. But Al, to his point, a lot of these other running backs, Saquon Barkley, only $6,100. He already mentioned Joe Mixon, $7,100. Antonio Gibson, $5,800. Now there's going to be no Brian Robinson this week.
Right.
And I think that changes things when we thought that Brian Robinson was obviously going to have a larger role before everything happened this offseason. Now he's in a spot where, with the volume that he's going to get, 19.4 opportunities per game last year, opportunities are rushes plus targets. That was eighth best ahead of both Leonard Fournette and Austin Eckler. He's less than $6,000. Mm-hmm. He's not a sexy name, but the value on Antonio Gibson this week is really, really high.
Absolutely. I mean, with no Brian Robinson, he should be the primary ball carrier. They're at home against Jacksonville, unless the Jags did make a huge leap in the offseason, which is possible with Trevor Lawrence in year two. But, you know, Washington is the favorite here, right? We still expect him to lead in this game or be competitive, and that means they're going to be able to run the football. Gibson should be in line for around 15 carries and potentially a handful of targets. JD McKissick will be there, but it should be the Gibson show at the goal line and running the football without Robinson. So this price is just too low.
Way too low.
Yeah.
Way too low. All right, we're going to talk about wide receivers in a second. But first, Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance?
I would love that.
Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, Geico can help, like with insurance for your car, truck, your motorcycle, your boat, and RV, even help with your homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. And Geico is an easy choice. Switch to today and see all the way that you could save. It's simple. Go to geico.com or contact your local agent today.
Football season is back, Daniel.
Yes, it is.
And it is back tonight. We're recording this on Thursday. The game is tonight. There's a real live football game with numbers that count. I promise. And what better way to celebrate the fantasy points piling up than with all of your friends and a cooler full of Miller Lite? Well, trick question. There is not a better way. When it's Miller time, you know you're getting a great tasting beer that is low in both calories and carbs. Mm. Since 1975, Miller Lite has been a mainstay in the stadium, at the tailgate, and in your fridge. No matter how your team plays, it's the beer that's always a winner. And Miller Lite tastes like beer, because if you're a beer lover, you don't want watered down flavor. You want original light beer. Football season brings back the big hits, so reach for the biggest hit of them all, Miller Lite. You can find Miller Lite pretty much everywhere beer is sold, or go to MillerLite.com/FFF for delivery options near you. It's Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories and 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces.
Hey, buddy. A little bit of a speed read there at the end.
I got it. Yeah, I'm learning from the pro over here.
I like it. By the way, Miller Lite is 1A. Miller Lite Mike is 1B. I just want you to know. Like it is.
What?
It, well, no. But you're a full on. You're still the number one. Okay. I want you to know.
I couldn't exist without 1A. Without 1A. Fair enough.
Yeah. Do we have more Miller Lite Mike coming down the pike, by the way? Are we doing any more?
I don't know. We'll see. You'll have to tune in throughout the season. All right. Ooh. It's only week one. You know, long way to go.
Keep watching Fantasy Focus then. All right. Talk about some wide receivers here, Mike. I'm so glad you're starting with this one. This just seems like the most obvious guy on the slate to me. Michael Pittman, $5,500, taking on HST.
Humboldt State.
taking on the Houston
If he was
Texans.
Playing Humboldt State, everybody's playing him.
But Michael Pittman and what he's going to be able to get from a target perspective at $5,500 is just way too low. Find a way to get him in your lineup no matter what.
Yeah, just one of them might say a pricing kind of... gone wrong for week one, right? I don't think they intended to probably put him this low, whoever priced him up here, but we love it because we're going to utilize him in our cash lineups
Absolutely.
This week. Michael Pittman, flirting with almost the top 10 or top 12 of most drafts. You've seen them in high stakes leagues just rising, especially in the last month or so. But he's a 23rd priced receiver, right? It's too low against his Texans defense. Last year, he was top 20 in pretty much every category. And now you would expect him to be in a little bit of a better situation at quarterback going from Carson Wentz to Matt Ryan. There's not much competition for targets here. It's probably, you know, you have Paris Campbell, you have Alec Pierce, who's going to be in his first NFL game. It's an opportunity for Pittman to demand a ton of targets in this game. The Texans really struggled last year against receivers, the third highest yards per target. And they're a work in progress on that side of the football. You're going to have a rookie Stingley on one side who maybe is the next superstar corner, but you know, it's his first game in the pros, and a lot of times those guys struggle a little bit out of the gate. Steven Nelson on the other. So it's a good matchup. It's underpriced, good player. Touchdowns should rise this year for him. Lots of like with Michael Pittman. And again, maybe one more really quick here. Rondale Moore. Again, he is questionable at the moment, it looks like. You know, he's a little dicey with the injury. Keep an eye on him. But if he plays, No DeAndre Hopkins for Arizona. He's going to play a bigger role, and he's only 4,000. He's super cheap. The 59th price receiver. It is way too low. In the games where Moore ran 20 or more routes last year, he did that five times. He averaged 6.5 targets per game, which is a nice number. We know this is a really good Cardinals offense. And look, they're going to have to score and throw a lot to keep up with this Chiefs team, right? So Rondale Moore is in a really good spot. Second-year player, could be in a breakout situation, underpriced, no Hopkins, so much to love if he plays in this game.
I want to say really quickly, Al, I'm so sorry, before we come over to you, Michael Pittman at 5,500, I feel like the idea that Matt Ryan is the quarterback there might be part of this, I'm taking a pause there. You want to know why? Because Matt Ryan's not like that great of a fantasy quarterback, but he doesn't need to be good in order to make Michael Pittman good. He supports, like, legit superstar number one wide receivers within fantasy, like Matt Ryan, in spite of who he's been as a quarterback in fantasy himself, the last handful of years, he still supports those guys in a major way. Michael Pittman is just being overlooked. Has been, I think, for a while. And this week one, I'm so excited to be able to watch it.
No doubt.
Al, you've got Juju Smith-Schuster here, and I cannot believe that Patrick Mahomes' top wide receiver is sub $5,500. Mind you, we have not seen Juju, and that's a part of this pricing from this standpoint. But this pricing came out a long time ago. So to get Patrick Mahomes, top wide receiver, for $5,200 here, this is obviously a stack waiting to happen.
Yes, but most definitely so. Because look, it's the highest totaled game on the slate. Neither defense, I mean, looking at Mike's squad rankings before, I kind of look for those carnival defenses. Mm-hmm. Teams that have really good offensive grades, look to play up tempo, that are going to score a lot of points, that are also paired with a defense that is not that good, that can't stop an opposing offense, because that's where you get the most shootouts. The Cowboys have been on that list for a couple of years. Both the Chiefs and the Cardinals are on that list for me this year. And like I said, the highest totaled game. The Chiefs have the highest team total on the week with 28.5 implied points coming to them this week. And in games where the total is over 50, Patrick Mahomes has averaged 319 passing yards with 2.7 touchdowns per game. And I don't think, now this is my expert opinion, I don't think Travis Kelce is going to have 319 yards and 2.7 touchdowns this week. So some of that has to trickle down to somebody else. So if Travis Kelce is going to be the shark and Juju's just going to be the little Ramore swimming right next to him, I'm totally fine buying into that.
Wow.
That's why we have him here.
What are the
insights like that? That's why we have Al here. Travis Kelce under 300 receiving yards in this game.
Yes.
All right. I'll take that prop.
Opinion.
What do you have? Do you know what you have Travis Kelce projected at off the top of your head?
Nope.
All right.
Yardage wise?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. 70, something like that. 70 right. yards.
Sounds good. I mean, but Juju Smith-Schuster here, like Travis Kelce is cheaper than he normally is in part of the week one slate. Mm-hmm. Right, Al? Juju Smith-Schuster is only $5,200. This is the cheapest that you're going to be able to get a Patrick Mahomes led stack, likely all season long.
It's one of my top stacks on the week, in fact. Like, one of my top five stacks is this Patrick Mahomes, Juju Smith-Schuster, Travis Kelce double. And then you can bring it back with whatever you want, whether you want it to be Rondale Moore. Hollywood Brown isn't expensive either. You can go with the tight end if you want with Ertz. There's if he plays. There's so much you can do with this game, and you get the flexibility of having those player minutes remaining. The three of the four highest totaled games are in the afternoon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the thing to be able to watch out for. Understanding most of the games in the 4 o'clock hour are those high scoring ones that we're looking at here within DFS, which definitely makes a difference. You want to be able to make sure that you're taking as many guys, especially from Al's perspective, from those high flying games that you're going to have a lot of points from.
Yeah. And by the way, we missed this part. It's, you know, it's our first show. I'll give you a pass, but there are other values at quarterback right at the top. You mentioned Daniel Jones.
Yep.
But Mahomes is on that list too. He's a great value at 7,700. So that kind of, you know, applies here with the stack potential with Juju Smith-Schuster. Mm-hmm. Are there other pass catchers? And Jameis Winston's another one too. We didn't mention.
Do like Jameis. Yep. All right. A couple other wide receivers here. Kadarius Toney at $4,100, which you mentioned a little bit earlier. Mike, you want to touch on him while we're here?
Yeah. I mean, again, a guy that's been in and out even this preseason, right? With the injuries, it's been nonstop, but if he's healthy and he's active, he's going to play a big role, and he's only 4,100, right? So if you're looking to spend up at other positions, maybe you want Mahomes and maybe you want to get, you know, a couple top end running backs. Maybe he's a value wide receiver.
If he is not healthy, Wandale Robinson that I mentioned already, $3,000, which is the cheapest you can get for wide receiver. Also like Romeo Doubs, another $3,000 wide receiver. We're going to see what happens there because there's a lot of question marks with those Packers wide receivers for week one.
Yes.
In order to see what's going on. Make sure sure you watch Fantasy Football Now on Sunday morning, 11:30 inactive. Stefania Bell is going to have all the latest for all of us, for the entire fantasy community, as to what it is that you need to know from that standpoint. Couple more. Deontay Johnson, only $6,000. Like him a lot. Christian Kirk, only $5,100. We watched Christian Kirk get peppered with targets in his first drive with Trevor Lawrence, and he's only $5,100 here against the Washington Commanders. I really like Christian Kirk a lot this
good
week.
Good matchup.
DJ Moore taking on Cleveland as well. $6,000, only $6,000. We're expecting to see positive touchdown regression this year from him. Hopefully he finds pay dirt here in week one as well.
Hope so.
All right. We're going to move along to the tight end spot where Al had mentioned Hayden Hurst. A lot of the, if you're going to be looking in a tournament perspective at a cheaper spot to be able to spend money, maybe tight end is a way to do it, Mike, but Hayden Hurst is a really good value potentially in cash games this week.
Yeah, I kind of resented Al's comments because he's like, all the sheep are going to go to the pass catchers and I'm taking Joe Mixon. So I don't know if I want to talk about this now.
It was a little bit of a dig. Like it definitely came in.
I was like,
look, Joe Burrow and the Bengals pass catchers are my number one stack on the week.
Yeah.
They're number one.
All right, good. Now I have some confidence. Now we can talk about this a little bit. All right. So look, Hayden Hurst, 3,300, right? Just very cheap. The 23rd price tight end. This is, again, not a guarantee, not a high end guy by any means, but if you're looking to spend elsewhere, this is a really good discount play. I think, look, Hurst has had some bad luck, right? He was a first round pick a few years ago, the same year as the Ravens drafted Mark Andrews, right? So kind of a tough break. You know, he had to play behind him for a couple of years. He gets traded to Atlanta. His first year in Atlanta, he was tight end 10 in fantasy points. He had a good year. He scored six touchdowns. Was a good part of an offense that was not very good. And then they drafted Kyle Pitts. Mm-hmm. So it happened again. He ended up kind of taking a backseat. Now he's with a really good Bengals offense. He's the number one again. And to play a big role in an offense that supported CJ Uzomah as at least a streaming option at tight end last year, right? Hurst should be better, right? He should be a better pass catcher, run a lot of routes. Uzomah was 12th in routes last season as part of this offense. And Hurst is good. He's one career drop. You know, the guy is a pretty decent football player. And I think this price will start to go up over the next few weeks. And now's your chance to take advantage, get a nice discount tight end here in a very, very good Bengals offense.
Hayden Hurst looks like a cast member from Sons of Anarchy Motorcycle Club. Is that fair?
I mean, fair to so to you. So,
He takes one to know one a little. I don't know. I'd have to put maybe some of this mane away. I don't know.
We'll also drive a motorcycle. So, that is true.
I mean, and I have insurance for it too, Geico. So, you know, it's all full circle here. Al, Mike talked about the cheap guy at tight end, but
yeah,
you don't live that life. You know what I mean?
he spends $60,000, not $50,000.
As a former money maker,
I have a higher salary cap.
That's right. Yeah, you have a high, and so because of that, you're looking at Mark Andrews, who is the top price tight end this week, but a top price tight end is taking on the New York Jets.
Yeah, so Jets fans, I apologize, earmuffs for just a second. The Jets allowed a league high 74 red zone drives last season. The Jets also allowed a league high 57 offensive touchdowns last year and a league high 9.1 yards per pass to opposing tight ends. That's not great.
Not good.
They also allowed the fifth most yards per deep completion last year and like 70% of their deep completions or their deep yardage on the Ravens went to two guys, one Mark Andrews, the other one Hollywood Brown, and Hollywood's not in town this week. So this looks like an absolute smash spot in tournaments. So all I care about is ceiling. I want my best case scenario. Mike, we talked about this on our best ball show that we did earlier in the summer. If you're going to try and win a tournament, I'm not worried about the floor. I don't even care about the gap between the median and the ceiling. All I care about is ceiling expectations. Everything has to go your way if you're going to win in a tournament. And you can pay up to be contrarian with a tight end in a fantastic situation against an opponent that might be better on defense than they were last year. They literally can't be worse versus all the rest of the teams in the NFL. So even if they improve by five spots, it's still a great smash spot for Andrews here.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Real quick, and I don't want to spend super long on this, but if you were to stack Mark Andrews with Lamar, who I also think is a nice play this week, do you always go with a double stack, even though you have a running quarterback like Lamar? Would you find someone like Rashad Bateman, or would you do a skinny stack in a tournament like this?
That's a fantastic question, and I'm going to answer it in this way. I just said you have to play for the best situation, right? So if Lamar is winning a tournament for you, if Lamar at quarterback is winning you that tournament, that means he's got 30 to 40 DraftKings points, correct, Daniel?
Yep.
Okay. If he has 30 to 40 DraftKings points, that's not just going to come on one passing touchdown and four rushing touchdowns. Like, it could, but like the probabilities are that it's not going to. And in those games where he has had 30 to 45 DraftKings points, he can certainly sustain two pass catchers on that particular week. So we are playing for ceiling expectations. So even with running quarterbacks like Lamar or Kyler or Jalen Hurts, where like on a every week you wouldn't say that they can support two pass catchers, on those weeks where you're playing them to win tournaments, they most certainly can. So yes, I will double stack with somebody who is classified as a running quarterback, because if they have that 35 plus DraftKings point game, they can certainly sustain two pass catchers.
And by the way, Lamar Jackson runs a lot, does a lot with his legs, only had two or three rushing touchdowns last year, right?
Yeah.
So he actually doesn't steal many of them, whereas like Jalen Hurts gets three times as much goal line work. Jackson still throws a lot, including the season he won MVP. What, he threw 35 that year? Threw 35 touchdowns, mm-hmm. So to Al's point.
Yeah. All right, a couple of the tight ends that we really like. Irv Smith, $3,400. Looks like he's going to play this week. Mm-hmm. Obviously, keep monitoring the injury report, but positive signs there. Cole Kmet, only $3,700 against San Francisco. He's run 25 routes 12 times in his career, Mike. Mm-hmm. That's going to change. He's going to be more involved this year. I think that he is going to be
a good number. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very good number. But understanding that the Bears have Darnell Mooney, and then I don't really know who else after that until we get to Cole Kmet. Right?
Byron Lays?
Byron Pringle.
Oh, Pringles.
Yeah, Valus Jones. I love you. I love you.
Sorry.
But I love Cole Kmet from that standpoint. The Bears are 7-point home underdogs because of that. They're going to have to throw in order to be able to keep up with the 49ers here. So cheaper tight end. I really like Cole Kmet. Hunter Henry, also $3,800, taking on the Miami Dolphins if you want to go cheaper at tight end. Mm-hmm. All right. Mike and I are going to give you our weekly lineups head-to-head with each other. Al's going to give you his tournament lineup. But first, a message from NerdWallet. When it comes to choosing the top running back, wide receiver, quarterback, and even which defense is right for your team on any given week, you know where to turn. But when you're trying to decide on the right credit card for your wallet, the right mortgage lender for your dream home, or the right savings account, where are you supposed to go? The nerds at NerdWallet are here to help you make a smart financial decision. NerdWallet is a personal finance site run by money nerds, so think about people as obsessed about personal finance as we are about fantasy sports. They just want to share their knowledge with you in order to help you guys find the right financial products. Let's say you're looking for a new rewards credit card. Well, NerdWallet can help you compare cashback cards side by side so you can feel confident choosing the one that suits your spending. Think of them like your weekly wide receiver PPR ranks, but you're comparing top credit cards that work for you. So are you ready to make a financial decision? Compare and find the top credit cards, savings accounts, and more at NerdWallet.com. I just lost my site in the sheet. NerdWallet. The smartest decision for all your financial decisions. NerdWallet Compare Inc. NMLS 1617539. NerdWallet is not an investment advisor nor an investment broker. Information is for educational purposes only.
There you go.
Sorry about that. I messed that one up. There's a lot of words.
I mean, it's week one, man.
There's a lot of words in that one.
It's week one. It's all right.
All right.
We love NerdWallet.
Versus the Brain is brought to you by Geico. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Go to geico.com today. Mike Clay, your head-to-head lineup for week one is...
All right, here it goes. And look, we did the marathon about a month ago.
Yes, we did.
And I thought, all right, a month from now, things will change, right? We'll get all kinds of news and all that fun stuff. Well, not enough change because this is the exact same lineup. I still love it.
What?
It was the best cash lineup then. It's the best cash lineup now. And if you're watching the video, you can see it on the screen. But if you're not, I mean, it is stacked. I mean, come on, look at these running backs. Christian McCaffrey, Jonathan Taylor, and Najee Harris. I have all three of them in here. Jalen Hurts at quarterback, so we still have a top-end guy there. We have Michael Pittman at receiver. Then we're going to pay down a little with two value guys you talked about, Rondale Moore with no DeAndre Hopkins, and Kadarius Toney, the number one for the Giants. Hayden Hurst at tight end, and we're going to punt a little bit with the Jets defense at 2,300. I think they're a lot better than they were last year on paper. We'll see if that translates. But anyway, we're punting because we're getting three superstar backs into this lineup. It's something you can get away with in week one. Maybe not after this, but this week we can pull it off.
Yeah.
Good luck, sir.
I really like that lineup too, for the record. I mean, it's a good looking lineup. Al, do you have anything when you look at that? You're starting three running backs, but in cash, it's less of a problem from that standpoint. You want volume. You want as much as you can potentially get here.
100%. I'm always on team jam them in anytime I can get like JT and Christian McCaffrey into a lineup. There's so much value at wide receiver. You can do anything you want.
Yep. All right. My lineup is going to look slightly different than Mike's. but we are going to have some overlap for sure, in part because, as much as it hurts me to say this, Jalen Hurts is a fantastic play against the Lions this week. I also have Christian McCaffrey and Jonathan Taylor, but I went with Deontay Johnson, Christian Kirk, and Michael Pittman as my three wide receivers, with Cole Kmet at tight end, Romeo Doubs as my flex play at only $3,000, and the Jets defense at $2,300. I like being able to pay up just a little bit to be able to get Deontay, Michael Pittman, and Christian Kirk. I like those values there and what they're potentially going to be able to do at the wide receiver spot. Thought about rolling with three running backs here, Mike, but I wanted to differentiate myself from you just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, from a cash perspective, Doubs makes me a little nervous just because if Alan Lazard plays in that game, Doubs could be the four and might see three targets.
I'll tweak that if I like that
more.
Plays.
Yeah, I like that more in tournament. And keep an eye on Deontay Johnson.
Of course.
Health concerns there. He said he's frustrated. He doesn't know if he's going to play in that game. So, but otherwise, I mean, looks solid. I mean, it's not my team, but
it's not your team. I mean, all those guys though do come in as good values.
Yeah.
On a sheet that you potentially put together every week, you put together a DFS lineup sheet for us.
Yes, ESPN Plus feature for you can go on the site. We have it for DraftKings. We have it for FanDuel as well. You can go on there and see all of the best values at all positions, and you can split it up and look at quarterback, running back, receiver, and a tight end and defense as well, and kind of just go through them and see where our projected points are, what the prices are, and what we think the best values are. Great, good, poor. You might be like, why did they not talk about Joe Schmo? All right, then you could go find Joe Schmo and see that, you know, he's projected for 4 points. So we don't like
a shaky value this week.
Right. Yep. So, and then you can make your decisions for yourself, but it's all there. We can't cover every player in 45 minutes, but those sheets will be updated all season long. You can check them out and set your own lineup.
And Al, you write a column called Best Buys that come out that talk about the tournament plays that you have. Before you give us your lineup, where can people find Best Buys?
Right on ESPN Fantasy. You can go to the homepage on the fantasy page, and it's right there.
I've heard of that
there's
place.
A quick link. Yeah, there's a quick link, smizzle.tv/Best Buys, and I update the hyperlink every single week that'll take you directly to the article as soon as it's posted. I'm personally going to fade Joe Schmo from Humboldt State this week. I'm going to go with a Justin Herbert double stack. What's that?
That's a mistake.
It's a mistake. He's a smash. It's a smash spot for him at Humboldt. I got Justin Herbert at quarterback. I'm stacking him with Mike Williams and Keenan Allen. I'm going to bring that back with Hunter Renfrow, who in this lineup is in the flex. Joe Mixon, Aaron Jones at running back. Wandale Robinson for the New York Giants, 3K at wide receiver. And I've got Irv Smith as a secondary stack along with Aaron Jones. Leaves me 2,600. I had 2,800, but I spent 2,600 on the Dolphins defense in this spot. High pressure defense against a team that I expect to have to drop back a few times this week.
Heck all yeah. Right. Wow, guys.
That's it. One in the books.
Week one, CSSDFS here. Al, let people know, what else are you doing this football season? Where can people find you? Where else can they find your content?
My content is literally everywhere. The easiest place to find it is smizzle.tv/links. I'm live on Twitch 6 days a week during the NFL season. I have 14 videos that come out, Best Buys on ESPN Fantasy, and this podcast every single Thursday.
That's right. Al's got a fantasy football YouTube channel. He has a DFS setup. If you do any of those things, go follow him on YouTube. Smizzle.tv/links can help you find everything. At Mike Clay NFL. Mike, you've got the playbook that has come out. You've got the DFS setup that we have. I mean, honestly, you do more for our product than basically anyone else. The projections and the rankings.
I keep busy. I'll be very, very busy. It's time. Football's here. Make sure you join our league. $1,000 in week one prizes.
That's
free
right.
league. Join in, compete with us, and we'll announce the winner next week already on the show.
Good luck here in week one. We'll see you guys on Friday, except for me. I'll see you next week.
He's a NASCAR guy with a base to try. A Langford fan for life. Chargers are off to a terrible start, but that won't change his mind. Matching up all the cornerbacks, touchdown regression and weekly stats. But if your team falls flat, he's the one to blame. He's a brainiac, brainiac on the case. With projections that can put us in first place. He's a brainiac, brainiac, he's my Clay.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.